Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in
thank you for joining us today on this podcast. When we face difficulties and challenges in life, it can often feel like the heavens are closed. It can be a time of confusion and frustration, as we struggle to understand why things are happening the way they are. However, it is important to remember that God is always with us, and His love and care for us never fails. In this message, we will explore what it means to trust in God even when it seems like the heavens are closed. And we will offer practical steps for finding hope and comfort during these times. May this message encourage and uplift you to seek the Lord and trust in His love. Join me today as we look at the topic, When It Seems the Heavens Are Closed. Our Bible text is from Psalm chapter 13 verse 1 to 6.
Psalm chapter 13 verse 1 to 6. How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death, and my enemy will say, I have overcome him, and my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. Verse 6. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me.
Have you ever felt like heavens are closed when it seems nothing is working for you? It is not uncommon to feel like that, when we are left to face challenges, hardships and seemingly unanswered prayers. We pray, we seek and we cry out to God, yet it seems like our cries are not reaching Him. It can be disheartening, and we may question our faith or even God's love for us. However, it is important to understand that just because we do not see or feel God's presence does not mean He is not there. In fact, it is during these trying times that we need to trust in God's unfailing love the most. Things may not seem like it, but God is always at work in our lives, even when we can't see it. He is using these difficult situations to strengthen our faith, teach us valuable lessons and shape us into the people He wants us to be. One important character in the Bible who experienced what seemed like closed heavens was King David. In the book of Psalms, David wrote several prayers expressing his frustration and despair as he faced difficult circumstances and seemingly unanswered prayers. From our Bible text today in Psalm chapter 13 verse 1 to 2, David cries out, How long, Lord? Will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? David felt like God was far away, and he was struggling to see a way out of his difficulties. However, despite these feelings of despair, David chose to trust in God's love and to keep seeking His guidance. In Psalm chapter 13 verses 5 to 6, he writes, But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for He has been good to me. David's example shows us that it is possible to experience difficult times and still have faith in God. He reminds us that even when it seems like the heavens are closed, we can choose to trust in God's love and to keep seeking His guidance. Remember, God is not limited by time or space. He knows what is best for us, and His plans are always good. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. God may use what seems like closed heavens to bring us closer to Him, to refine us and to deepen our trust in Him. It may not make sense in the moment, but in hindsight, we will see the purpose and the blessings that came out of our hardships. Do you feel like heavens are closed on you? Maybe you have prayed or worked and have not received any positive result. At a time as this, choose to trust in God's love, to rejoice in His salvation and to sing to the Lord. He has been and will always be good to you. Embrace the journey and trust that God has a plan for your life. He is always at work, and His plans will always come to fruition. There are steps we can take to keep our faith strong and to draw closer to God during times when it feels like the heavens are closed. Here are some steps to take, along with scriptural support. 1. Trust in God's unfailing love. Despite the difficult circumstances, it is important to trust in God's love for you. David emphasized in Psalm chapter 13 verse 5-6, "But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me." God loves you unconditionally. Trust in him, for his plans for you are always good. 2. Rejoice in God's salvation. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice." Take time to reflect on the many ways God has saved you in the past and the blessings he has given you. Remembering these blessings can help bring you joy and peace, even in difficult times. 3. Pray and seek God. Jeremiah 29 verse 13 says, "If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me." Spend time in prayer and seek God's guidance. Ask him to show you his plan and to help you understand the purpose of your difficulties. 4. Read and meditate on the Word of God. Psalm chapter 119 verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." Spending time reading and studying the Bible can help bring you comfort and encouragement. It can also give you a deeper understanding of God's character and his love for you. 5. Seek the guidance and comfort of others in the body of Christ. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 11. Seek out friends and church members who are supportive and encouraging. Spending time with these people can help lift your spirits and bring you hope. 6. Remember God's faithfulness. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13 says, "God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it." Trust that God is working in your life, even when you can't see it. Be patient and allow him to work in his own time. And lastly, 7. Have faith and hope in God. In the book of Mark chapter 9 verse 23, Jesus said, "If you can believe, all things are possible for one who believes." Trust God for what he is going to do, believing that things will change for your good. When you do this, you will gradually experience the change that you desire. By taking these steps and relying on God's word, we can maintain our faith and trust in God like David, even when it feels like the heavens are closed. We can have peace and hope knowing that God is always with us, and working all things together for our good. As you go today, take a moment to reflect on your own experiences. Have you ever felt like the heavens were closed on you? How did you respond during those times? Did you trust in God's love and seek his guidance, or did you feel discouraged and hopeless? Actions to take. Choose to trust in God's love and to seek his guidance, even when it seems like the heavens are closed. Write down specific ways that you can deepen your trust in God and maintain hope during difficult times. Pray for strength and guidance, and remember that God is always with you, even when you can't see or feel his presence. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today acknowledging that there are times in our lives when it seems like the heavens are closed. During these difficult moments, it can be easy to feel discouraged and hopeless. But we choose to trust in your unfailing love for us, and we ask for your guidance and strength as we navigate these challenging times. Help us to hold on to hope and to keep seeking your will for our lives. We pray for the grace to rejoice in your salvation and to sing of your goodness, even when we can't see it. Help us to deepen our trust in you and to be a testimony of your love and faithfulness to those around us. Bless us today and give us victory in every circumstance. Thank you for your constant presence and love. We trust in you and we praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from Leviticus chapter 15, chapter 16 and chapter 17. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 27 verse 1-31. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.